What's up, everybody? Here we are. I'm Pastor James Levesque. You are rocking with Engage Heaven today. I want to thank you, as always, do for tuning in, making us a part of your day. We're going to talk about experience and sight. Psalm 34:8. I love it. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. As you encounter the Father, you look at life differently. The way you view things around you will change. Tasting and seeing are very two different senses. Tasting is like experiencing, and sight is, well, obviously what you see. The two together give a pattern for breakthrough. As you taste or experience the Father's goodness, you will start to see life differently. When you encounter His power, His love, and His character, you look at life through the eyes of faith. Now, the alternative is also true. What you don't experience will also influence your sight. If you don't taste a new dish or an unfamiliar food, you will never know the goodness that you're missing. A lack of encounter can shape unbelief, and unbelief causes spiritual blindness. When someone gets sick, one of the first things they go is their appetite. If we're not hungry for God, for a relationship with Him, it's a sign that we're spiritually sick. We haven't tasted how good He is. Let's experience Him today and open our eyes of faith. Engaging Heaven, how have your experiences with the Lord shaped the way you view the world? We were created to encounter God, period. We were created to experience God. We were created to hear His voice. And there's not a Christianity that He died for outside of that, right? So I often wondered, you know, being back in New England last weekend, you know, I'm just driving around these streets, man. I'm driving around places where I prayed for the sick. I'm talking about in the snow. Ministered to thousands and thousands of people on the streets, crying out to God, looking at the place and the projects I grew up in. Although I'm up there a couple times a month, it always does it for me. Because when I got born again, it wasn't in an atmosphere conducive of faith. There wasn't anything around me when I got born again. I was incredibly thirsty for something more. I just came out of the world, and when I was in the world, I'm going to tell you right now, the devil never said to me, hey, slow down, you're experiencing a little too much, you might not want to do this anymore. Nope, it really wasn't until I got born again that the restrictions I felt were there. Oh, I remember vividly, man, I'm literally at a prayer meeting called the Holy Spirit Night, and some elder walks up to me and says, well, son, it looks like you've gotten such an experience with the Lord. And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, well, you can't live on the mountaintop. You can't always live here. So eventually you're going to hit the valleys in the low areas and your Christianity will level out. And I thought, level out? Level out? I'm not here to level out. We're leveling up, ladies and gentlemen. And it sounds great now because I've been to the nations of the world and I'm still traveling and I'm writing books. But at the time, you don't understand, there was nothing. I didn't have anybody in my family born again. There was no roadmap of people that have done this. And when I would hear, you need to level out, I'm like, that is not what my Bible's telling me. Jesus said, greater things than these will you do. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives in me. And I realized, like, the experience for every person is different, right? I realized at that moment that dude didn't taste and see. He didn't taste, so he didn't see. And when I'm riding around these streets and I'm experiencing this stuff, you know, what it does to me is it reminds me that God can use anybody and that hunger matters and that thirst matters. Is it disheartening to come sometimes up to the Northeast and see people that were burning, not burning anymore? Yeah, that hurts, man. But I also realized, like, you can't blame anybody else for your lack of faith being demonstrated in your life. Like, you got to take responsibility for that. And the truth is, for every person listening today, I need to tell you something. There's more available for you than what you're experiencing. There's more available for you than what you're tasting. And so it's time to taste more, and it's time to see more, because we're called to taste and see. And so if we allow our hunger level to stay little, and to kind of reduce ourselves to the barren people around us, we're not ever really going to see properly. But if we allow ourselves to get thirsty and hungry for the more, you'll experience more. You know, I was, when we traveled from Tampa to New York City, and I've done this flight, no exaggeration, probably 100 times, if not more. We got on the radio and the pilot says it's going to be a shocking, basically 1 hour, 57 minute flight. Well, I've taken that flight and it's been 4 hours before, three and a half, most of the time 2:45. So I stopped the stewardess and I said, I'm talking about a couple days ago. And I said, is it just me or is this a ridiculously fast flight? And she said it was. She said, yeah, there's something happened with that last kind of mild hurricane that blew through. And it just opened this jet stream up from, you know, Florida to New York. And it's been like that for a couple of days now. And she said it's never been this fast. To get to New York City from Tampa in an hour and 50-something minutes is, you know, that would be like if we were leaving the Carolinas. You know, or at least Savannah. And when I asked the pilot, he said the same thing. He said it's never been like that in his whole career of flying. And the Lord said to me, acceleration. We are stepping into a season of acceleration where things are going to be sped up. Things are going to start moving fast and God's going to start moving around you in warp speed, man. Get ready for it. But the truth is we have to get ready for it, right? There has to be a place of expecting, our eyes opened, us saying yes, our obedience, all of these things, because God has a plan. It includes you being encountered by him and seeing this world transformed. That's it for today. We love you guys. As always, thank you for rocking with Engage Heaven today. I'm out.